After Caitlin Lanier was sexually assaulted during her first year of college, she didn't have many options to help her heal. She joined a support group and she'd drink.
And drink and drink and drink and just kind of numb ourselves afterwards. And that was our only mode of therapy.
She also battled an eating disorder. Her struggle continued for several years. Things only began to get better when she rediscovered something from high school, yoga. She didn't feel the urge to drink anymore, and she regained control of her life. Fast forward 10 years to today. Lanier is a graduate student at Boise State, working on her master's degree in social work. The yoga worked so well for her that she wanted to bring it to other survivors of sexual assault to help them heal. She worked with a university to set up a class it's never offered before.
We're calling it healing breath, trauma-sensitive yoga, and it's specifically for survivors of sexual assault.
The 8-week class started in March. Interested students went through a screening process to get in. 5 women met every Friday morning for a 15-minute check-in with a Boise State counselor and an hour-long yoga practice led by Lanier. Because of the sensitive nature of the class, we were unable to observe one of the sessions, but on a recent weekday, Lanier led one of her students through a few poses.
Maybe noticing the contact of your body to the earth. If you'd like to have your eyes open or closed, either is fine, completely your choice.
It's not your typical yoga class. Lanier takes the trauma-sensitive part especially seriously. Even if she's only walking across the room to adjust the thermostat, she'll tell the women ahead of time. Unlike most yoga classes where instructors make adjustments on people's poses, Lanier never makes contact.
Maybe letting your ear rest towards your shoulder, completely your choice, and you're completely in control of all your movements.
For Miranda, whose name has been changed for this story, this was her first time trying yoga. She struggled to deal with her attack, and a counselor on campus referred her to the class. She was hesitant initially, but she was surprised to find the class helped.
I would have been avoiding working through it, I think. I would have been more curled up on the couch for hours and hours.
The yoga has helped her feel like things don't just happen to her. She feels like she has an active part in her own life again. Miranda says the class has helped her cope with her attack.
It's okay for me to feel. It's okay for me to cry sometimes. I'm gonna cry right now. I'm giving myself permission to really feel and to allow myself to have emotions.
Experts say when treating post-traumatic stress from sexual assault, the first line of defense is usually counseling. But Lanier thinks yoga should be included too. She says in counseling, the idea is to get people who experience trauma to talk about what happened to them. But sexual assault happens in the physical realm. So Lanier feels like there needs to be a physical component to the healing process too. Krista Lane is a counselor at Boise State. She jumped on the opportunity to help Lanier put the class together. She also sees a connection between talking about an issue and physically exploring it.
I just thought it was a great program because we don't a lot of times do enough with trauma victims and being able to help them. And I've done yoga in the past, and it's a great way to reintegrate body and mind and learn how to deal with anxiety, stress, just helping you integrate.
Lane stands by during the yoga sessions in case any of the women have problems, like a trigger or a flashback, but she says nothing has come up. The class ended for the semester earlier this month. Miranda says she's glad she was a part of it.
I still have a ways to go, but I'm progressing, and I'm not where I was. And that feels good, and that gives me hope, and yeah, I'm gonna be okay.
Lane and Lanier would like to help more women through the class. They hope to offer it again in the fall. For KBSX News, I'm Jessica Murray.